Welcome, everyone, to On the Agenda's podcast for this week. We have a legislative update for you today. My name is Heath Larson, Executive Director, and pleased to have with me today Tyler Pickner, Director of Communications. Thanks for joining, Tyler.
Thanks for having me as always, Heath.
All right, we'll do a brief update again for all of our members and folks out there on our legislative session. This is the 101st legislative session this year. Getting right into it, we'll just ask all of our land members, any public school advocates, to contact their House members and oppose two bills we're going to talk about here briefly. The more voices and representatives we can have hearing from us that we are in opposition to these two bills, we would greatly appreciate it. And Tyler, go ahead and let's start off with Senate Bill 190.
Yes, Senate Bill 190. This bill is going to extensively circumvent local control. It's going to dictate school board policies on parent involvement and what a parent can do. Very vague language in the bill as well on, you know, a parent can direct the education of a child. We're not sure what that means. And on top of that, it introduces the option for lawsuits to be introduced if a parent feels that their rights were violated. Again, that's not, you know, fully defined on what the violation is, but that could end up costing school districts, you know, taxpayer dollars in dealing with litigation. So obviously we're opposed to this bill. It will be up on Monday on the House floor, and we're asking our land members here, we'll have a land alert going out soon, just to contact your representatives and, you know, ask them to oppose the bill based on the points we present in our land alert.
You know, one of the things on Senate Bill 190 as well is the federal, you know, we have FERPA in play at the federal level for schools. We also have school districts have local control policies in terms of complaint policies, et cetera, already in place with parents. They have parent involvement policies, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So certainly opposed to Senate Bill 190. And as we said, look for a land alert coming out on that here yet this weekend.
And to your point there, Heath, too, I think the proponents themselves of Senate Bill 190 have said that school districts are doing a number of the things that are listed in the bill. And so that makes it, you know, in our opinion, unnecessary, because if school districts are handling already, we don't need to codify this language then.
Senate Bill 223, ASBSD does oppose this bill as well. It's an opt-out bill focused on significant reduction in signatures and also extending timeline out to double the timeline from the current 20 days to 40 days. Primarily, the main focus has been, at least in the conversations and debates on the floor, have been on focused on larger school districts. That has been acknowledged by the bill supporters. We are in opposition of this, of Senate Bill 223. It did lose on the House floor by a vote of 34-32 on Thursday. However, it is up for reconsideration on Monday, March 2nd. We will have a land alert also on that bill, Senate Bill 223. And if it does pass, it will head to the desk of the governor. However, we are certainly opposing the bill and would ask you to ask your representatives to vote no on the reconsideration for Senate Bill 223 on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'll also talk now a little bit about the state aid update. We don't have any official update or any proposal on the possibility of the 1% or a higher increase yet. I know the governor has made mention of that. So as far as 1%, the House bill is 1051. That would be the state aid bill. That would be likely the legislation utilized for that. There are several vehicle bills that are also in play, you know, currently that we have to keep an eye on. But in specific terms to state aid, it looks like House Bill 1051 would be that bill. Likely it'll come up later in session here as JCA, Joint Committee of Appropriations, and those chamber appropriations start to work through their other funding bills to see what's feasible, what's not in the budget, and kind of work from there. So keep your eye on House Bill 1051, and we'll keep you updated on our state aid scenario as well, as we are certainly striving and working for additional funding for our schools, which came off of a 0% recommendation back in December at the budget address. Here's what we have left. We have 22 of 108 pieces of legislation still alive. So 188 we were either monitoring, opposed to, or supporting this session. We have one support left. We have seven opposed left, and we're monitoring 14. We have not had one bill as of yet, and we hope to keep it that way, that we have opposed that has made it to the governor's desk. So we're going to keep striving for that and keep working hard for all of our folks in K-12 education across the state. The rest we have positions on are a couple more we're going to talk about here. Tyler, do you want to talk a little bit about Senate Bill 106?
Yeah, Senate Bill 106. This is an increase in funding for the Extraordinary Cost Fund. So it would take the total dollar amount provided to Extraordinary Cost Fund from $4 million to $5 million. And then the other thing is that it adds an index factor to that, so that that money will continue to grow. As we know, special education costs continue to go up, and so that our school districts utilize the Extraordinary Cost Fund for those outstanding special education costs. And so with the increase in funding to $5 million, and then as well as the index factor, as the costs grow for special education, the extraordinary cost fund itself will also grow, and so that there'll be those extra dollars there for schools. And obviously, ASBSD is supporting that one. That is in it's waiting a hearing in House Appropriations right now, which is a good sign. It's crossed the way from Senate into House, and so it's just got a couple of steps left before it heads to the governor's desk. And so we'll continue to put our support behind that bill.
House Bill 1313 is a required education for prenatal human growth and development for South Dakota school districts. This would interfere with the Board of Education standards in terms of their process. They're currently going through health education right now in the review at the Department of Education with the health education standards. This also would dictate a 3-minute minimum of a video to be shown. In regards to this as well, we have concerns about the interference with the Board of Ed standards and also from a curriculum perspective of our local school districts with a timeline or a time requirement and exactly showing it's not a specific video, but they have mandated within the bill it does require a 3-minute minimum of a video to be shown. So we are in opposition of that bill. That's up in Senate Health on Monday, March 2nd.
Another one that we're opposing is Senate Bill 198. That is a bell-to-bell ban on cell phones in schools. We know that school boards, school districts are handling this situation locally. They're doing what is best for their students, for their community, for their staff on how cell phones can be utilized within their district. We had an interim study on this a couple of years back, and the interim study came out with said, schools are handling this. We know that to be true. This bill then would go as a bit of an overreach on the local control of a school district and says, nope, no cell phones in school, period. Whereas we believe, obviously, that the local control is best. Your school board, your school district can decide how your students utilize their cell phones. There's also a little bit of vagueness in the bill. There's a couple of carve-outs. One of them is the cell phone can be used for an educational accommodation. That's not defined. We don't know what that means. It would be determined at the it's been said that that's going to be determined by at the local level, but we don't know exactly how that's going to be determined by the school board on what is an educational accommodation and what's not. And so we're opposed to the bill. It will be up in House Education on Monday, and so we'll see what happens with the vote from there.
Yeah, certainly, the cell phone ban bill has gotten some discussion. Certainly, it's a pretty good talker in terms of from a conversation and policy perspective. And at the end of the day, we just believe it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. And those decisions, like with this scenario, with the cell phone scenario for our schools, is best made locally. And we would like to keep it that way. Let's look at House Bill 1323, and that's another piece of legislation. Fairly common theme this session in terms of focusing on school-related elections, petition deadlines, signatures, required elections, those types of things when it comes to opt-outs, capital outlay certificate. We had a bill on that previously with that would have required a capital outlay certificate to require an election for that was defeated. So kind of the same theme here with House Bill 1323. It probably is the best if we want to go that direction, the best current option for schools from a standpoint of a legislation that is still alive. That does extend the deadline to 30 days for all referable petition deadlines and excuse me for the referable school board elections and school board decisions. So that bill is awaiting a hearing in Senate State Affairs that has not been determined yet at this point. We are in opposition of the bill, but are certainly willing to work and look at some palatable options potentially for House Bill 1323 as well. With that, and we're kind of winding down here, Tyler, a couple property tax bills remain, including the governor's Senate Bill 96, that primarily would impact the counties with a potential sales tax option that they could explore at the county level. We are monitoring that bill as it speaks. And, like I said, there's only a couple property tax bills left. There's been a plethora of property tax bills this year that we have reviewed, monitored, opposed, and we'll see what shakes out with that here as we get towards the end of session. And last but not least, we have Cracker Barrels this weekend. So check out ASBSD's information that we've sent to you on Cracker Barrels. Get engaged with your local legislators. It's important for us to have a strong voice in K-12 public education across the state. So anything else, Tyler, what'd we miss here today?
Think we covered it. Just 8 more days to go is all. That seems unlikely from where we started in January, but we're getting there towards the end. Great effort by yourself and by all of our land members as well. I mean, to not have a single bill that we oppose have reached the governor's desk yet, that's a really good track record considering we were opposing 35 of them from the start of session.
Yeah, I just want to thank all of our team members here at ASBSD, all of you out there across the state. We're really proud of our K-12 public school districts and all the great work you're doing for our kiddos out there. So we'll keep the foot on the gas pedal here for the last 8 days of session, and we'll talk again next week. Thanks for joining us on the agenda.